Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
These are two mighty big days for East Chapel Hill lacrosse, Chapel Hill soccer, and even Carborough baseball. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Just like UNC teams are competing in conference and regional championships all over the map, there's a lot to be proud of right here on the high school level as well. Take tonight, for example, and the great whiteout lacrosse doubleheader at East for the Eastern State titles. The East women face defending state champion Greenhope at 5:30 in a rematch of last year's state playoff game. The winner goes on to play for the state championship Saturday afternoon in Cary, Greenhope's hometown. And Coach Michelle Michaels' Wildcats believe they can pull the upset, having given the 17-1 Falcons their only loss this season. The Cats are coming off a thrilling 16-14 upset of Cardinal Gibbons Friday night that got them home for this big one. At 7:30, the 18-1 East men square off against Apex, which for some reason that I have not been able to determine, have only played 8 games this season, but winning them all. The Wildcat guys dumped Raleigh Broughton Friday night to create this doubleheader that's expected to be a sellout, so get there early for the women's game, and we're all white. Wow, what a night it should be. Meanwhile, across town, there's another game of local interest. Somehow, the 11-11 Carborough Jaguars baseball team is still alive in the 2A state playoffs and could remain that way after playing 11-12 Tarborough at home. With a combined record of 22-23, at least you can say the teams are evenly matched. Wednesday night, the Chapel Hill women's soccer team plays the third-round playoff game against Northern Guilford, and this could be a doozy. The Lady Tigers must travel to play the perennial power Nighthawks to stay alive. Hopefully, the game won't take 24 hours to complete like their 7-0 win over Ashboro in the first-round game that should have been called due to inclement weather. The Tigers then went on to beat Rockingham to reach tomorrow night's game in Greensboro. Chapel Hill is 16-3 and ranked higher, but Northern Guilford is 15-1-3. Oh, and here's a late bulletin in local high school sports. Chapel Hill East Ben Griffin fired a 4-under-par 68 to take a 3-shot lead in the state 4A championship, which, by the way, the junior won as a freshman down at Pinehurst No. 8. So go get him again, Ben. This is Archansky. See ya.